It's Brian's World.
We're the most different right here. 2 and 2 in the morning.
The blue light is on. Welcome to 2 a.m. I'm your host, Brian James, author and radio personality on the East Coast. Today, we take a trip out west to link up with an artist whose discipline and drive has carried his 2020. He's gearing up for a big release next week, and he's here to share the details with us at 2 a.m. From the Central Valley in Cali, please welcome JC Sanchez. I understand that this year has been very, very eventful for you. It's been a very busy year, but this month, especially the end of this month, you've been putting together something special. What you got coming up for the folks, y'all?
This month is the month of basically giving, you know, being grateful for what you got, spending time with family. And I consider my fans and my supporters family as well.
Yeah.
So to give them something new, I want to give them basically half of my album, mix and mastered, everything. So these tracks are, I want to say they're the final version, but you know how things go, like with, you want to go back and make some like adjustments to songs and all that.
Yeah.
So the good thing about this is I'm able to release it on a platform that it ain't on Spotify or basically distribution companies that are like, you can't change the song. So the good thing about what I'm doing here is I'm releasing it on a special link. So I'm gonna put my link in my bio, or if anybody wants the link, they'll send it. They'll send me anything basically to notify me. I'll send them the link, and basically it'll be the whole entire album.
Wait a minute, the whole album or part of the album?
Well, like the album that, like some of the songs that I'm coming.
Okay,
out with,
got you.
Yeah, so I don't want to give people too much exposure to the album just yet, because there's a lot of futures, especially. Bro, this album is massive, dude. Like there's like, in the majority, the first time I was gonna release this, I was like, all right, this album's gonna have like, and I quote, bro, this album has 25 songs if I was to put it all in one take, which is weird from my area, because everybody in my area is doing EPs, LPs.
Yeah.
And the longest album that we've seen over here is like, what, 20 to 19 songs in my area. And that's pretty much it. With me, I want to just implement everything that has happened throughout the 5 to 6 years that I haven't said a single word. So this album is a 25 to 26 song album, and it's split into two. So okay. You see my process for the fans, and this is for everybody that's listening now, a heads up, this is a basically a part one and part two.
Okay.
Both of these albums are going to be released in the same month, the beginning of the month and the end of the month.
So you're putting out a lot of music
in a 1 year. Yes.
Okay, so congratulations on that.
That's 2021.
Yeah, and so you're starting off the year with that.
Yes.
You're going to have a special link for people to be able to go and grab your project. How did you decide on the songs that you want to, I guess, give them a preview of?
It was just basically the development process that I, you know, because in the studio session that I go into, it was, I go into sessions for 8 hours.
Okay. And it's every time is 8 hours?
Yeah, I'd be going in, I'd be getting the work done.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I take this job of music as an actual job. I work upon it as a schedule. So 1 month is recording a song, well, going to the studio and recording the songs, pick one song that I'm going to release next month as a single.
Okay.
And then once I release it the next month, all that month I'm promoting it.
You will put a lot of work into a particular record and then spend an entire month devoting your time promoting it.
And then the next month, I go back into the studio.
And do another record.
Well, in this case, I've done multiple records.
Right, right.
But I pick one record out of like the four or five. The last studio session that I went to, it was like, what, we got six. We got six done.
And what really catches my attention is like not just the work ethic, but like the discipline for real, to kind of have that kind of schedule or whatnot. How did you get into that? Like, were you always that disciplined, or was it just okay, so tell me how it was before now.
So I recorded my first single that's out right now, which got over 35,000 streams in its first month. I don't know how, but I got it. So
hey, like, don't question it, man. Just take it.
Like, I was like, oh, I took that with like a maximum grain of salt, bro. I was like, sheesh, that was unexpected from me, but I was blessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed with the opportunity to get that song on Fat Joe's mixtape.
Mm.
So I was like, wow. And that was the first one in my city to get that done. So I was like, man, that was a blessing from just every angle.
Yeah.
So I recorded that song in January of this year. And I didn't release that song until June, which was, it took a toll on my music. Yeah. Because you see my work ethics now, which is like, I record all kinds of songs in 1 month, release the single the next month, go back in the studio, record other songs.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, I just recorded one song. And a couple months went by and I didn't do jack, you know?
Now, is that because you started to see that it started to catch on and it took off?
I recorded the song in June. So I didn't know how the song was going to be. Like, I'm going to be honest. I was kind of scared for my first song to come up this year. Like, to see all the events happening earlier in the year, I was like, man, this song even going to get, like, noticed with everything that's going on?
Yeah, because it's been a hectic year. Hectic year.
It started off hectic, too.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, the whole, this is going crazy. I kind of don't feel the, you know, not the energy to put it out, but, like, you know, the momentum that you would feel while releasing. Like, man, everybody's going to hear it and all that. Like, take it well. But but this year started off crazy. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. How do I approach this? So what I ended up doing was throughout those months of me not releasing anything, I actually developed the work schedule.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until June where I was like, all right, now I could deliver this to the people.
I like that. That's that discipline right there. And that's what takes people far, for real. That's what's up, yo. So now that you've gotten on this track of discipline and of taking your craft, very serious and whatnot, how did that lay out your album for you? Was that like the gas in the machine, if you will, that pushed you to get all these records done so that you can get this album done? And was it difficult to remain disciplined throughout the whole process of getting the album done?
The whole discipline process for me, the schedule?
Yeah.
In the beginning, I didn't like it.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of us don't like structure, bro. A lot of us don't like that.
In the sense, I don't mind structure. I live in a home with a lot of like siblings.
Yeah,
bro, like,
yeah.
So structure here is kind of like our thing. But when I put structure on my music, I was confused on how to approach the new structure.
Yeah,
as if it's like a job. And like throughout the day, there are days during the week that I'm working, and I like, there's a time limit to how long I write lyrics. And then once that time, I have a timer for myself. So the timer ends, I stop with the lyrics. I go do the things with family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's a certain time again, and then I go back to writing lyrics or I develop my beats.
And this is every time, every single time.
This is every single time.
Wow.
Like, so I take this all like as a 9-to-5, and I work two jobs right now, bro. It's 90% business, 10% music.
I love it.
In the music industry, bro.
Love
like
it.
You have to have the money to get these like things in music. And I have no idea how some artists can't take that like seriously. Mm-hmm. Like people expect to just release a song and, oh, I'm gonna blow off of this. Mm-hmm. Or when they get their first 1,000 or 7,000 views, they think, oh, I'm legit.
I'm good. And that's it.
You at least got some people listening.
Yeah.
Now keep up the consistency. Mm-hmm. Not too much though, to the point where it's like, okay, now you're just throwing music for the fun of it.
It's just take it serious. Just
take it serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, take it like a job. And I've been in situations, conversations with artists where they don't take it as serious as me. I don't want them to take it as serious as me, but at least for their own benefit, I want them to take it serious. Like, they think, you know, it's the music industry, it's the game. So therefore they kind of mess around with these. They're not always legit to what they say. They don't keep their word. And I'm back here like, bro, Why are you doing this now?
Yeah. So, hey, all you can do is worry about yourself, bro. You good.
The reason why I mentioned that is because I've had some features that have like I've worked with, and they don't keep their word.
Uh-huh.
They either don't do the verse, or they lag on texting back, and it takes like months until they respond. And I'm just like, you know what? If you're not gonna keep your word on doing the record, then don't bother texting me. Because I'm here to work. Remember, I'm on that schedule, bro. So I ain't gonna stop my schedule just to get a way to hold of this guy.
Yeah.
I'm always working. So if this guy doesn't end up getting his verse in, then guess what? I'm replacing this guy with another person who wants to work.
And that's on him. That's it. Move on to the next person. That's
exactly,
it.
Exactly, bro. Other artists deserve that spotlight.
Correct.
So if you're not going to take that spotlight seriously, then, well, pass that on to the next artist.
So speaking of the spotlight, in your spotlight right now is this upcoming album, and did you say how many tracks it's going to be, or you just keeping it at 10? Okay, because I knew the number. I ain't know if you had dropped it on the episode, so I ain't want to you know what I mean, I ain't just want to just throw it out there.
I'm confirming it for everybody. It's 10 songs mixed and mastered. I have 3 songs right now that are on platforms, and 3 songs on my Instagram that I leaked. So, and they're different. Days Go By, that's one of the songs. Mm-hmm. And then the other track is titled The One. Mm-hmm. And the other track is titled, it was Mirrors. So those 3 tracks, I haven't released it out into platforms, but I've teased it to everybody. And the one that got the most likes and the most comments was Days Go By, bro. That track in the studio, everybody was losing their shit.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I'll just tell you this. Once you go to my Instagram, bro, and once you play that, it's a repetitive hook that makes you just absolutely vibe, bro. Just one of those insane moments where you just hear the sound of the chorus blows you away.
I love it, man. And that sounds like energy, bro. How did that song come about?
So it actually came about with the beat. So the beat, I produced it.
So you produced it.
I produce all my beats. So everything on this album, I own.
So you got like 5 jobs. That's what it sounds like.
Well, surprisingly, talking about giving artists spotlight.
Yeah.
So I'm on this app called Spoon. It's kind of like a call, live call type of app.
Yeah.
And I went on this live stream of this random kid, right? Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to him that, I'm an artist, I'm a producer, I'm pretty big. And when I say I'm pretty big, that means if you Google me, I'm literally the first guy that you see there. So I'm just like, I'm somewhat kind of noticed on the internet as it is already. And he's just like, oh, well, could I play you this beat? I'm just like, oh, okay. It's like, so I didn't really mind that he was playing a beat, but once he played this beat, bro, I lost my shit. And I asked him, I'm just like, how old are you? He's like, 15. Bro, stop it. This beat, let me use it, and I'll get you on as the only producer besides me on this album. So on this 2-part album, he's the only producer besides me.
And he did just that record, or he did multiple?
Just that record. On the song title, it's going to say produced by this person. And it's what's crazy about it is throughout the track list, there's only one producer that's highlighted in bold letters, and that's him.
That's him.
This kid, he's dedicated, bro. Like, a lot of people just went by him. I'm just like, nah, he needs to have the credit he deserves.
Yeah. So you heard the beat, and then that was just it. After that, it was over.
Yep, pretty much. And then it just got from there. I wrote lyrics to it, I think, the week afterwards. And then in my next session, which is in February, I'm gonna record that record.
Can you talk about the album at all, or are you trying to leave some details out?
I mean, I can talk about the album that's going up, the part, like the 10 songs that are going up right now, I could talk about that. But then there's some songs that I haven't even, you know, recorded yet, that I would kind of just like back off of those songs. But the majority of like the catchy, badass songs that are on this album, I'm going to release to everybody on the 25th.
Okay. So Christmas.
So the album comes out on Christmas.
Can you give a name or no?
I'm double-sided on this.
Take your time, bro.
Like, and I'm not confirming the name. I have 2 names for it. The first album, what I'm releasing to everybody, the album is titled Are You Okay? The second half of the album, it's not a deluxe album. Because if you were to look at a deluxe album, you see the original track list, and then you see a new set of songs. This second part of the album is completely different. Uh-huh. A whole entire different vibe. But it's a part of the same exact thing.
Now, you say it's a different vibe, like, is it more R&B or like...
I'm an artist who believes I can stay in one genre, but change the style of the genre.
Okay.
So I can get on a country type beat, I can get on a simple guitar melody and just go ape shit on the guitar melody. And if it's kind of like rock type of beat,
yeah,
then I'm going to go ape shit on a rock beat. I'm just going into different genre of beats, and I'm developing the style of hip hop and rap on that beat.
So the second half of the album is a little more of that, diverse, the different vibe.
Yes.
Got you.
And this album is too. None of the songs on this, on these two albums sound similar to one another. This is why it took me over 5 years to make this album, is because every beat that I made had to have its own purpose and own genre in order for me to even begin with.
How did we get to that title?
As an artist, you kind of represent yourself as a person that is going through a lot of work, a lot of stress, mm-hmm. a lot of...
Especially this year too. This year, definitely. Yeah.
Breaking down the artist into, especially when it comes to hate.
Yeah.
Like, just in general, I've already made demo songs before I made my singles. So throughout the 5 years, bro, I kind of released demo songs to kind of get feedback from people. And pretty much throughout that time, I got hate.
Really?
People shit on my music. It was for the fun of it, bro. And I was like, damn. And that kind of led me to believe, am I really going to actually make that song?
Mm-hmm.
And then little did I know that a year after I'd make my first single get over 35,000 streams.
Mm-hmm.
But the year before that, I was just ready to break down, bro. I was like, nah, this ain't it.
But you kept pushing.
Keep pushing for the people. Usually when eventually when you're the big artist, you say I do my music for the people.
Yeah.
In the beginning, for me, I was like, why am I doing this for the people?
Mm.
The people don't even care about me, so why am I gonna care about the people?
Mm.
That was what I was thinking beforehand. But then I just stopped what I was doing, basically took notes of my own songs. Where do I sound bad? What can be done different? And what I actually found out, a lot of people said, the beats I'm on, they're hard as fuck.
Mm.
The lyrics in general, they're hard as fuck. The delivery of the way you rap and the way you sound, sounds like shit.
So people said this 5 years ago, or?
Throughout the five years.
And so
it just wasn't 1 year in particular.
And what you did with that is you took that and applied it to your music and leveled up.
I took every single note and adjustment, everything. I calculated what I was doing right and what I was doing wrong. I wanted to be the first in my city to implement everybody's words and use it as my own.
Man, and that what I really like about that, bro, is that literally nobody, very few people react to criticism like that, to the point where they take it and build from it. Most people break down and say, well, forget music, I'm done, you know, or, well, everybody doesn't like it, so I guess it means I'm not supposed to do it. Nah, you took it and said, well, that's what y'all don't like, that's what I'm gonna focus on, that's what I'm gonna build on, and then you ended up putting out a single that did really well. So, you know, kudos to you, bro.
It shocked a lot of my friends too. And to be honest, they were just like, oh shit. Hey, bro, that's not that bad. The fuck, how'd you sound that good? I'm just like, you're fucking welcome, bro. I just gave you a good song. And I'm like, damn, bro. So everybody was surprised. Everybody was shocked too. And everybody in my town was even more shocked when I started landing myself on articles.
Yeah. I'm curious, were you shocked at all?
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to land, especially since I was working my butt off throughout the 5 years.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, how many more years to have to keep up with this? And then it wasn't until 2020. It wasn't until I hit that 35 streams where I was 35,000. So I was like, okay. Mm. Okay. I think I know where to go from here. That's when I started implementing the schedule and et cetera.
Okay. So then now, taking all of this and taking in Are You Okay? Is that how we landed on the album title? Are you asking yourself, are you okay? Are you asking other people?
It's a question for myself and other people. I have a lyric. It goes, I'm sorry if my mental balance is off. How can I expect myself to grow upon the music which has never aloft? So basically throughout the time of the 5 years, my mental strength was not good, bro. It was was fighting myself, and my confidence right now, I base it off the confidence that I had 5 years ago. At that point, that's where I also asked myself, how can I expect myself to grow upon the music which has never loved? So the music through that 5 years obviously didn't grow. It never really moved anywhere. If that doesn't move anywhere, how do you think I'm going to grow anywhere? You know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the, that's basically that, that lyric right there was what made me think of the album title.
Are You Okay?
Are You Okay? The second half of the album is titled Are You Sure You're Okay? And that is basically reassuring to the artist that the people care. So basically the album title is the fans and the supporters and the people around the world asking me,
Are you okay?
Mm. Because of what we've done to you throughout the 5 years.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you want other artists to kind of feel your journey on this album? Like, do you want other artists to kind of see what you went through?
I want them to see what I went through, take notes from it the same way I took notes.
Okay.
I want them to learn how to take a hit, whether it's from a positive view or from a negative view, or to just any type of view in general. I want them to take notes and say, man, if this artist can do that, I can do it too. I'm not gonna say that I'm special in this type of way. What I'm gonna say is I'm like every other artist, but I've already reached the mentality of where the artist wants to go. Now that I'm at this mental state,
yeah,
I can teach everybody how to get there now that I'm already here.
I like that. I like that. And then that's you again, making sure that you take care of other people as you climb as well. What about your fans though? What do you want them to take from your album?
I want them to take that as an artist, I'm going to make mistakes. As a person, I am going to make mistakes. So everything that they've been talking to me about throughout the 5 years, that, you know, this doesn't sound good, that doesn't sound good, your voice is too flawed, this and that, those are all mistakes in those songs of which I've taken off internet and I've taken notes from. And now I'm here showing everybody that, hey, I took notes and I'm presenting forth to you what you critiqued me on. Mm. What's the aftermath of what you've critiqued?
It's like, listen to what you helped me put together type stuff. That's what's up.
It's because of you, I present to you the work you wanted to see throughout the 5 years.
What was your favorite part about recording this album?
These first 10 songs, I felt blessed to work with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like every other artist that I worked with throughout these songs, I felt blessed and honored to be in everybody's presence. And it was just a overall great experience to just connect with these people and to see their journey go up too.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be a part of their journey as an artist that they've worked with. It's a great experience to just collaborate in the studio in general.
Yeah.
You can ask anybody I've worked with in the studio that what I bring forth in the studio is a completely different work ethic. Like every single track is narrowed, is on point. I critique the track even before the vocals are even placed on it. I critique everything from beginning to end. And then once that song is done, we pull up the file to the next song. So it's never a point where we just stop working on music and just talk. Every time we're talking, we're working. So that's basically, when I'm in the studio, it's all about work. That's my time. And I am not going to waste that time just to talk about anything else.
Right, right. Yeah. So you're a very detailed person and you hold everybody else around you to that standard as well.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's sitting down, they're either one, vibing, or two, writing lyrics. Mm. That's the only thing I want every other artist to do in there. That's the only thing you should be in the studio with me for.
Now, were all of these artists in the studio with you, or did you have some that sent in verses or what?
Three people. Mm-hmm. Sent me verses. Mm-hmm. The rest of the people were there in the studio.
Did you ever have a period of time where you thought that this album wasn't going to happen?
Oh, and this year, I didn't expect this album to be done by the end of this year. And to be honest, with these 10 songs done for the fans, it's still not done.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm delivering to the fans is a incomplete album. And the track list on this album, it's not even like, not all the songs are in order. They're just scattered around. The first song on there, it's going to be everybody's favorite. But in the album that is released to everybody, to Spotify, Apple Music, etc., it's, what if that favorite song is like the last one in the track list, okay, or in the middle of the track list?
So it's not, track list going to be off a little bit.
It's going to be completely different.
Got you. What about videos? What we doing, man? You doing some videos?
I'll just say this right now. The first song that you see on this track list,
mm-hmm,
is the song that's going to get its music video on January.
Okay.
So I'll just say that that's it for everybody.
And I guess you don't want to say the title of the record, right?
Well, I mean, the title is already out there on my Instagram, but mm-hmm, I mean, like, So the title is Title Days, featuring De La Fetty and Jerry Eternal.
Are they going to be in the video as well?
Yes.
How big is your team? Like, do you have a big team of people?
A big team. So when we talk about team, are we talking about like the people that work with me on my music, like an engineer or like?
Yeah, everybody, engineers, producers, your
Okay, so one, producers, I'm the producer.
Yeah.
So engineers, I've worked with three engineers on this album. One is Jeremy, and he's basically the engineer of this album.
Yeah.
But the two other engineers that I've worked with is Jealousy and Troy Hill.
Okay.
So those two engineers are on this album besides Jeremy, but Jeremy is like the main engineer of this album because he's like the majority of the 10 songs you hear are all engineered by him. I respect him and he respects me.
Dig it.
When I ask for criticism, he hands all criticism towards me. So when I tell him in the studio, hit me with the criticism, he doesn't hold back. He hits me with the criticism. And I love that. I'm just like, yes, thank you. And then I go right back into the booth and I take everything he told me.
And you don't take none of that personal at all.
Well, no, because it's true. It's like he says, like, bro, you came into that part not so good. And I ask him afterwards, okay, could you explain why? And then he says, okay, well, you did this a bit off. That word right there was kind of like, you could have done that better. And I'm just like, all right, well, replay the track for me. And then obviously I do my thing and he says, there you go. So you see, it's kind of like, it's that communication. If you don't have that communication, and I obviously I tell him too, while like after the studio session, I tell him, bro, don't send me the mix and master immediately. Take your time on it. Never ever send me a mix and master if you're not comfortable with with the work you've done. So until then, keep working and just keep me updated, because then I'm not gonna feel comfortable with it. Then we're gonna have to go back and do it again.
Yeah, and it's good that you over communicate like that, because it prevents so many issues, you know, and it sets the tone for professionalism. Yeah. And, you know, that's really dope, yo. Are you scared of anything with releasing this album?
I'm not gonna say I'm scared, but I'm more of like
concerned, anxious.
Concerned. There you go. Concerned about like how people are gonna take this album, and like when they read the title, they don't understand it. Not because like they don't understand what it obviously says, but like what does that title have to do with the album's representation? You know, like, but throughout the months leading up to the album, I'm obviously gonna be explaining what the title has to represent for the album, and all the titles of the tracks have a specific purpose in this album. Like, I didn't just name it for the fun of it. Like, all these tracks, I didn't just name them any type of name. That's what the 5 years was for.
Right. It's part of the story. It's part of the story.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to figure out what needs to be said and how it could be said.
How much of your story goes into your music? So, like, how much of your childhood, how much of, like, some of the things that you've dealt with, how much,
right,
like,
now,
how much goes into your music?
So, I'm gonna be honest, with this type of album that I'm doing, I'm kind of just introducing myself first. I want to prove to everybody, I want to just enter the music industry with these projects and say, hey, I'm JC and I'm about to show you what I could do. So everybody shut up and watch me do my thing. Like, honest, these two projects, I want to basically confirm to everybody that, hey, I'm here. Like, I don't want people to be later on complaining that, like, well, he didn't give too much to look at, because I didn't want to start off with an EP or an LP basically saying, like, we waited 5 years for this. I want to give them to the point where it's like, all right, you asked for this, now accept it, because this is what you asked for. This is literally everything you asked for and what you were complaining for about for the past like 5 to 6 years. And I personally, in my opinion, don't really care if they don't like it, but if they listen to it, they at least have to listen to it in order to form their opinion about whether they like it or not.
Has anything this year, like, I know we talked about how much, you know, how much has been happening this year. Has anything this year bled into your music? Like, is anything about 2020 in your songs or in your album, I should say?
There actually is a part in the album. It's titled The One. And I told you I released that snippet out on
Instagram, right?
My Instagram already.
Yep.
Rewrite the page, relaunch the fame. I had my chance once in the game. 2018 me was shit and lame. 2019 was a new year. My music was sadly the same. 2020 wants to cut me off the mic so I can't get studio time. That's the basic quarantine life. I don't want to put too much emphasis on 2020 throughout this album because really in my, like, 2020 wasn't the year that I was emphasizing on for this album. Like the five years leading up to 2020 was the emphasis of this album. Gotcha. The fact that 2020 happened, it wasn't an issue for me. It was more of like, did this really have to come in at like that, this type of time, you know?
So it did affect you, like the pandemic did affect you in terms of like getting studio time and stuff.
Like because of the whole staying home.
Yeah, the quarantine and all of that. Yeah.
It wasn't until later on I was like, you know what? Now I'm actually going to get into the studio because this is just, if I wait, nothing's going to really happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So despite everything that we faced this year and all of the hurdles that you had to jump through, you are on the brink of putting out 10 surprise records for your supporters, and then that's just half of what you are offering in general, because you got a whole album that's about to drop. And then, you know what, man, I wish you the best, man. What I really like to hear is how humble you are with your journey and how focused you are on helping people around you too. Like, I just think it's dope that you lifting as you climb, you're bringing people with you, you know what I mean? Whether it's that producer or whether it's like your engineer or whether it's just, you know, friends, you know, you're bringing them with you and you're showing them like, hey, you know, I'm continuing to work hard and, you know, I think you should do the same thing. Or, you know, I had to work on this and work on that and listen to myself and get better. And, you know, I think you should do the same thing. I think that's kind of cool how it's your journey, but it is kind of about other people too. So I wish you the best on this album, and drop the information again, how, because it's a secret link and all of that. How we doing this
immediately on the 25th? It'll be promoted on blogs and everything, etc., on the exact same day, in on midnight. Everything will be going out, and on the 25th my bio, everything in my bio will be deleted except for a link. That link will be the album. And okay. I'm promoting this album with like snippets, 30-second snippets throughout the couple of days going by of songs that you'll be hearing off the album. It won't be until the 25th on Christmas Day is when the album is released.
And plug that Instagram for everybody.
So the Instagram is JCSanchez_official, all lowercase letters.
Lock it in, get ready to go, and make sure everything is good so that when Christmas hits, you'll be able to grab that project. One last question, then I'm gonna let you go. Who inspires you in the game? Like, who's somebody you look up to? Who's your inspiration?
So as a major artist, I respect the artist with a mindset. Eminem, I look up to Kendrick Lamar. I look up to Drake. I look up to, what is it, The Legends, Ice Cube, NWA.
West Coast.
Some rappers now in this generation coming up aren't really, like, I don't want to say big influences, but one influence that I kind of actually respected was Travis Scott in the early 2000s, like 2010 and going forward. Kid Cudi for Kanye West, and that's in the big leagues in the industry. But here in the Central Valley where I'm at right now, ANT, They Love Fetty, 812 Poppy, a couple of these local rappers. Actually, talking about local rappers, so the son of Eazy-E, Baby Eazy-E, is on my debut album. I was going to release it with these 10 songs, bro, but the record kind of got a bit kind of like the communication with artists nowadays, it needs to be real. And the artist that was on that record that was going to be with me and the Eazy son, he kind of, you know, he didn't back out, but he lost communication and he kind of went through some stuff. And I was like, you did this all at the wrong time. This was planned months before this shit happened, and you had to do this now. So I was like, you know what? So I ended up having it would be 11 songs that I would be releasing on the 25th, but I had to cut it short to 10.
Okay, but you are going to release that record,
though. Yes, I am going to release it in 2021.
Okay, gotcha.
It is titled 21st Century. This beat is produced by myself. So in 2021, I will be producing an entire album, a 10-track album that isn't my album, but another artist. He's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
His name is Schizo Bloodline. So that's a Los Angeles rapper, and me and him have a track on this album coming up on the 25th, titled Mirrors, which I was just talking about.
Yeah, here. We were talking about it. Yeah.
So that's him collaborating with me. I ended up going to the studio in November to record two verses for him. On two different songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up landing on two different songs of his. I don't know what album he's going to put those two songs on, so that's entirely up to him. But I can confirm that I'm on his album and I'm producing his album. That's just basically what I have planned for also 2021 too.
That's so what's
I'm
up, man.
The game to next year, releasing a major, two major albums of that I'm releasing myself under my discography.
Mm-hmm.
And in my producer discography, I'm releasing one album as well.
And are you looking to continue to do more producer projects as well next year?
I'm here, open to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want me to produce the record, then I will produce the record. But if I'm going to be producing the record, then everything has to be working on their part. This artist that I'm working with right now, is he's given me enough creative control on the album to say like how the track list should be implemented and like how things should go, mm-hmm. or how things shouldn't go. That's kind of like for me and him to decide, but enough creativity is on my, from my end to produce the beats and develop the like the storytelling.
Mm.
I'm telling you, dude, like he mentioned this to me a couple times too. I've brought out on this album an emotional side of him. If you listen to his records that he has right now, for the record, again, the artist that where I'm talking about is Schizo Bloodline. You guys could go look him up. He's on Spotify.
And he's from LA, I think, right?
Yep, Los Angeles.
Got you.
His projects that he has right now, he's more of like a lyrical, authentic type of artist. And he's very raw with his vocals too. Kind of like what he lacks in his discography right now is that emotion that he holds back.
Mm.
Not to say that like he's not emotional in some of his songs, but there's just not enough.
Mm.
Everything just sounds more, you're trying to talk about something rather than actually explain everything. So in this album that I produce, all the beats are again different, but in the same type of genre, but some are very emotional and some are just hype the shit out of you.
What you mean when you say you brought the emotion out of him.
Gotcha. Like, he mentioned that to me a couple times. I tell him like, while working with me, if I'm going to be working on this album with you, then I'm going to try to bring the best out of you when you want the best out of me. It's not just a one-sided thing. If you want me to produce your records, then I want you to come on these records with something new like I'm giving you.
Hey man, I've seen a lot in this game, bro. I can tell you that attention to detail is going to take you somewhere, bro. That's you see what happened. It brought out the emotional side of somebody who isn't necessarily emotional enough to relay those messages in their music, and now, you know, you brought that out just because of attention to that detail.
It's definitely something that I've taken notes on still throughout the 5 to 6 years. I definitely wanted to just not lead myself down the right path, but if I'm going to find artists that are in a situation or that reminds me of myself that I was in a situation back then, best believe that I'm going to guide that person with me.
Get more from 2 a.m. at Brian's World Live.com. Connect with the Brian's World family at Brian's World Live on Instagram.